Thank you. It's very difficult to speak after all of you, but I am not going to summarize. I want just to highlight one point. I mean, we discuss a lot about protection, and you highlight one point, is deprivation of liberty of children because they are migrants or refugees. And just to remind you that the global study on children deprived of liberty dedicate a big paragraph or a big chapter on that, and we need really to, protection is also fighting really deprivation of liberty of children because of migration matters, and also the fact that also separating children from their family, and I think this also is a main issue. And another point, we didn't spoke a lot about it, is statelessness children, and you have more and more children that are born statelessness, and this also how we can, just to let you know all the problems. And I want to highlight one point you mentioned is living, and Farida also, living in refugee camps. And here we need to be very careful and regarding what is going on in refugee camps, because you have, for example, in some countries, you have the third generation of refugees that are living. And we need also to start taking into account, and this is about inclusion, but also is about activities within, how we can empower children and so on, how we can build links between the hosting communities. And Farida highlighted one main issue is also is how we can protect children who are living in the camps from exploitation and many other issues. And I think many, and another point you highlight again, mental health, and I think it's really important, the stress. And also one point, we didn't speak about it, but my next report is on mental health and violence against children, and a big chapter is on displacement. And one main point is also the acculturation that impacts a lot of children and families, and we need also to take into account. We can add 15 minutes if from floor somebody want to react or to, okay? And if you allow me, I will also give the floor again before concluding to Farida and Karim. Okay, we start by, I don't see, please. If you can be short, straight, and introduce yourself. Question is to Swedish. I am happy.
This is my question, because I live in Italy, for example, also in Greece, in Moria camp.
Sorry. I can just ask everybody to use the mics.
Just so, yeah.
Thank you. I should repeat.